The next patient is Cheryl Woodall. Woodall. It's W-O-O, D like in Delta, A or L-L, like in Lima, L-L, Woodall. Cheryl, S-H-A-R-O-L. This is a clinical case of a 66-year-old white female that is a patient of Mr. Wade Smith, ARMP, for evaluation of the kidney function. Period. This patient has a history of diabetes mellitus since she was in the mid-30s. The complications associated to diabetes mellitus have been the presence of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and recently she was told to have a retinopathy that after controlling the blood sugar improved significantly according to the retina doctor. Period. In the laboratory workup, that was dated July 19, 2023. The patient has a serum creatinine that is 1.22. The BUN is 31. That is the increase in the protein creatinine ratio. The patient has a GFR that is 53.4 mLs per minute. Period. Unfortunately, we don't have a urinalysis in order to assess the urinary sediment, and we do not have a recent protein creatinine ratio in the urine. In April, in March 31st of the year 2022, the patient had a microalbumin creatinine ratio that was completely normal, period. In other words, we are in the presence of a patient that has CKD stage 3A, who was thought to have diabetic retinopathy by the retina doctor, but she has a microalbumin creatinine ratio that is normal, period. The most likely situation is that the patient doesn't have significant proteinuria, period. Of note is the fact that the patient doesn't have history of coronary artery disease or peripheral vascular disease. She used to be a smoker and quit 2 years ago. We are going to reassess the kidney function. We are going to
order the protein creatinine ratio in the urine as well as the microalbumin creatinine ratio. We're going to do a kidney ultrasound, period. Number two, diabetes mellitus that has been under control. The patient at this moment is very knowledgeable regarding the diet, which I have to commend the hair for the effort of learning. And she continues to have a hemoglobin A1C that is around 6%. The patient is following the diet and taking Trulicity and Farxiga, period. Following number arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 152 over 98, period. The patient claims that the blood pressure reading at home is less. We are going to advise the patient to follow the body weight as well as the blood pressure and heart rate in order for us to have a better understanding of the hemodynamics, period. Following number, hyperlipidemia, that has been under control. The total cholesterol in the recent laboratory workup is 154, triglycerides 77, HDL 53, LDL is 86. At this point, whether or not the patient has significant peripheral neuropathy is unknown. The pulses are symmetric. Period. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We are going to reevaluate the case and we'll keep you posted of the progress.